Hey everyone, it's Justin. Thank you for watching and or listening to the podcast. It's time for another ServiceNow Store Highlights episode. That's SSH version 01.12 2024, our second episode of 2024. Let's get right to it. There are 124 new or updated applications since our last episode, which was on January 5th or last Friday. There are 62 fixes, 18 highlights, 28 minor updates, 6 new releases, and 10 release notes fails. Let's jump into the episode and see what's going on with all those. Our fixes category, 62 of them, mostly ServiceNow. So ServiceNow is getting ready for Washington, D.C., and we're seeing the activity pick up around fixes and minor updates. So you're going to see a lot of those, but let's just walk through them here real quick. At now par components, SN par group by, basically it's a component in UI Builder. I believe it's UI Builder that those are used for. Vulnerability response, also from ServiceNow. Here's a non-ServiceNow one. Tanium integration core had a little fix, but now back to ServiceNow. Data model for order management, admin experience framework, employee campaigns for workplace from Facebook. And I'm just noticing that these are not in alphabetical order. I'll fix that when we go through the next batch here. But let's keep going. At now par components, SN par data sources, again, something part of UI Builder. Trello Spoke, Universal Task, Healthcare and Life Sciences Service Management Core, ServiceNow Voice with Amazon Connect, Software Asset Management Integration with Workday, EGD Core, Listening Post, UI Components for Customer Portals, Workfront Spoke, Omni Experience Standard Feature Set, Salesforce Marketing Cloud Spoke, RPA Hub, and Legal Matter Management. As I go to the next page, don't forget these are always posted on my blog, justin.house. You can go see and click on every single application that's covered in the episode. Let's continue down the list here of 62 fixes in this episode. Configurable Workspace for Order Management, Zendesk Spoke, Network Inventory Core, Order Management, App Engine Studio, Microsoft 365 Spoke, Microsoft AD Spoke for Password Reset, Google Directory Spoke, EGD Activities, Service Graph Connector for Microsoft Azure, Workspace Builder for App Engine, and Engagement Messenger. Let's see, Zoom In, Learning, Legal Simple Intellectual Property, Learning Core, Customer Service Portal, Cisco WebEx Teams Spoke, Vaccine Administration Management, and GRC Audit Management all had fixes. Next up, continuing down the list of 62, Service Bridge for Providers, Order Management for Telecom, Media, and Tech, Career Assessment, Network Inventory Advanced, GitHub Spoke, Task Intelligence Admin Console, a non-ServiceNow one here, Performance Guard Incident Management Connector, then back to ServiceNow, Agent Client Collector Spoke, Advanced AI Search Management Tools, HR Service Delivery Integration with Magnet, Redox Electronic Health Record Spoke, and Gantt UI Builder Component. Continuing down the list of 62, Mobile Card Builder, Service Bridge for Consumers, Expanded Model and Asset Classes, Document Templates, MISP Integration for Security Operations, Automation Discovery, Performance Analytics for Security Incident Response, Security Operations Virus Total Integration. Let's go to our fourth page here. Security Support Common Third-Party Risk Management. That is the list of 62 fixes. Let me remove that filter here, and I bet I'm going to have to regroup by because it doesn't remember for some reason that I had this grouped. And now let's get into the minor updates. I'm going to hit show all on that because there's more than 20 minor updates. Again, mostly ServiceNow, might be all ServiceNow. We'll see when we go through these. But let's go ahead and fix the sort order here so you're not listening to it in some weird order. All right, so for minor updates, accounts payable operations integration with SAP, Adobe Sign Spoke, AES Flow Templates, App Engine Notifications, Cloud Configuration Governance, Cloud Insights Billing, Deployment Pipeline, Diagram Builder, Document Approval App Template, Emergency Alert App Template, ERP Integration Framework, Event Registration App Template. Continuing down the list here of 28, ERP Integration Framework, Event Registration App Template. I should have started here. Expense Pre-Approval Template, IBM Z Discovery, Inventory Tracker App Template, Jira Spoke, Legal Tracker Spoke, Microsoft SharePoint Online Spoke, Performance Appraisal App Template, Playbooks for Customer Service Management. And that's the end of page one. Let's go to page two here. Security Center, Service Request Management App Template, Site Reliability Operations, Sourcing and Procurement Operations Integration with SAP, Team Contacts App Template, Time Off Request App Template, and our two non-ServiceNow applications, Uptime and Vulnerability Response Integration with Armis, all had minor updates for this episode. So that was 28 minor updates. I'm just fixing my filter here again and reapplying my grouping. So that leaves us with 10 release notes fails. Let's cover those here real quick. And if you haven't seen or heard an episode before, a release notes fails is there aren't release notes for me to tell you what got updated, but the application got updated. So those that don't have release notes are Asset and CI Insights, Calendar Component, ClearSky IGA, Data Visualizations, ERP Canvas, ERP Customization Mining, Guardrails, HealthLog Analytics, Proven Optics, ITFM Cost Modeling Enterprise, Zert ID, Privilege Access Management, PAM. All were release notes fails for the purposes of this episode, which leaves us with 6 new releases, which is what you've been waiting for, I'm sure. Let's check out this first one, Cloud Account Management, Cloud Workflows with Governance, Create Manage Public Cloud Subscription Accounts. This is an Innovation Lab offering, so as you can see in pink or red up here above my head, not available for installation on any production instance, and they are not supported and do not carry any warranties. But let's see what this one's all about. Key features, cloud account request form built on Workspace with the ability to create multiple accounts for each environment, cloud account request dashboards, support for requester, approver, provisioner, operator, and admin roles, customizable playbook using Process Automation Designer workflows, and configuration settings page. Let's look at the screenshots for this new release. First up is a dashboard that let's see if I can zoom in on that for you. Okay, wow, that's big. Cloud account management looks like it's like a native workspace, so it's not in the traditional workspace. It's more like the admin experience kind of stuff. So it's like a native workspace. I don't know how else to say that, but that's what that one is. So it's showing tasks, it's showing requests, it's showing environments as a bar chart, a vertical bar chart, accounts created as a line graph, and then cloud accounts by environment as a horizontal bar chart. And now I'm stuck in big mode and can't get out. Let's try escape. There we go. All right, next screenshot is a CAM 00001. It's a request, okay? So they're showing a request for an account, and there's a life cycle along the top for requested, approved, and provisioned. Next up is the new cloud account request for selecting the environments for that new cloud account, and then we're back to that workspace/dashboard at the beginning. But that's what's new from the ServiceNow Innovation Lab. Next up in the list of new releases is going to be Fair Market Integration for Source-to-Pay Operations. Get more quotes faster and at scale with automated quoting through Fair Market. Let's see, key features, integration application to link the source-to-pay integration framework with the fairmarket.com. Send sourcing requests to app.fairmarket.com, receive quotations, and send information about the awarded quotation back to the app.fairmarket.com. They have screenshots too, so first up is going to be a workspace showing award suppliers. Next up is a screenshot showing, oh my goodness, what is this? Fair Market ServiceNow quote comparison. So it looks like different sellers, different vendors, and seeing the different prices for a Logitech MK220 wireless combo or keyboard and mouse, I guess. Next up is a source event generation rule, or sourcing event generation rule, built-in decision builder showing some inputs for a purchase line and sourcing request, and then a decision around the product category, which is computer accessories, and the result being the third-party sourcing registration for Fair Market. And then we're back to our workspace of suppliers. So those are the 3 screenshots, and that's what's new from Fair Market. Next up, number 3 in the new releases, Genpact Digital Health, streamline clinical case management and fostering personalized care with actionable insights. We have a list of key features, both functional and technical, on this one. On the functional side, clinical summary, patient portal, capturing patient preference, actionable insights and analytics, automated time tracking, provider network for referrals, and claims management. On the technical side, fully hosted and managed, cloud-based and scalable, centralized configurable workflow, integration ready, and mobile enabled. It looks like we have not screenshots, but some pictures. I think it's mostly marketing. Well, this is a mobile login to welcome to Genpact Health, and then showing the full menu, registration, my appointments, my interactions, tours for Tommy Thompson, and then a waiver to release information regarding medical history. And okay, if we've got a first screenshot, a CCM clinical summary for Tommy Thompson in a workspace. And the next screenshot is showing a portal for Tommy Thompson, and it looks like he's got a bunch of to-dos, and he's filling out his About Me section, maybe, because it's got like his gender, his sexual orientation, language, and willing to travel, stuff like that. Next screenshot is Sarah Clark as a provider, so showing all the provider information. I like that. I didn't know we could do that. Did I know we could do double columns? Anyways, that looks good. And a task screenshot showing a case task for Christina Celestino. And we're back to our pictures. So that is what's new from the team at Genpact LLC. And on to our next new release, which is going to be the Swiss ID Sign Spoke. Seamlessly integrate Swiss ID Sign into your digital processes. We have some key benefits, which is a whole list there. I won't read those, but we will cover the key features. We've got three groups within there. First group is app configuration. Configure your Swiss ID Sign service with OnClick. OneClick or OnClick? I don't know, probably OneClick. Activate your Swiss ID Sign Spoke for seamless integration. Select and maintain your default signing room and activate the envelope feature for packaging multiple signing requests. This is funny. The quotation around envelope is inverted for the begin quotation. It's on the bottom like a subscript, and then envelope, and then the quotation is on the upper right like a superscript. Interesting. I've never seen that before. Flow designer actions: create an invitation to your organization, create a signing room, delete a signing room, create a signing request, get the signing request status, cancel a signing request, send a reminder to sign, and attach signed documents to a ServiceNow record. And then the last key feature is the data load. Synchronize your signing room, signing users, and workflows from Swiss ID Sign into ServiceNow via an adjustable scheduled load. We have two screenshots and a video. I'm not going to click on the video, but the first screenshot is of the portal for looks like a catalog item or a record producer for create signing requests. Next screenshot is the flow and flow designer for create signing request flow. And next screenshot is a picture or a screenshot of a requested item in the legacy or native UI showing, a signed contract up at the top under managed attachments. Let's see, next screenshot is Swiss ID Sign Spoke configuration, specifying the room and the company organization ID. Next screenshot is the Spoke Actions in Flow Designer for Swiss ID Sign. And next screenshot is the signing room list, so a list of signing rooms. It's interesting, I never thought about having a room to go do your signatures, but I'm sure it's meaningful for them. And then there's the video that you can go click on and watch for yourself. But that's what's new from the team at DT Advisory AG. Next up is our next new application, Visual Kit. Stay in control of your data with simple visualizations from Visual Kit. Key features, what I just read, but let's read the second part. Visual Kit allows a user to visualize structured data with simple trees. Those trees show the parent-child relation between multiple records. Interesting. Okay, so the first screenshot is showing the CSM consumer overview. I'm going to make this a little bit bigger too. So we have Sam Collins on the top of the tree, then his cases underneath that in like a hierarchical view and the status and how old they are. And then if you can expand one of those, it'll show, I'm guessing that's an asset, SmartCool SL100. Software asset associated with that. So that's that first screenshot. Let's go for the second one here. Looks like a tree on top of a consumer record in the native UI is what's showing for that one. And next up is another tree for user overview. So basically, let me make this one bigger. Showing a user's name, Bjorn Foster, last received emails, his incidents, his requests, and all of these are expandable in a visual tree. Let's see if we have any more screenshots. Yep, CSM, or no, that's the one I looked at first. Yeah, so we're back to the first screenshot. And that's what's new from the team at Archive AG. Next and last on our list of new releases is going to be the vulnerability response integration with Microsoft Defender for IoT, Azure. Import vulnerabilities from Microsoft Defender for IoT into the ServiceNow Operational Technology Vulnerability Response application. I'll point out to you, like the first one we looked at, this is an Innovation Lab offering and is not supported, doesn't carry any warranties, but let's see how cool it is. Anyways, key features: import vulnerable items or VITs from Microsoft Defender for IoT and create a single view of OT device vulnerability data with production process context. Run imports of newly detected vulnerabilities automatically on your own schedule. When used with a Service Graph connector integration for Microsoft Defender for IoT, automatically route vulnerable items for remediation to the local site-based teams who can take action, and then automatically close vulnerable items marked as resolved after confirmation from Microsoft Defender for IoT. Let's see, no screenshots on this one, and that is our last new application, which leaves us with 18 highlights. 18 highlights, let's just jump right into it. First highlight's going to be Agent Client Collector Log Analytics, updated to version 3.6.1. This one has two new features: enhanced log path configuration with added support for the environment variables on both Linux and Windows, and introduced a new out-of-the-box policy for Oracle WebLogic compatible with both Windows and Linux. Next highlight is going to be Aqua Security Platform Integration with Vulnerability Response for Containers, updated to version 1.1.2, and in this release, registry information regarding container vulnerabilities is now visible. A new view has been added to the forum and list to show Aqua-specific parameters on discovered container images. Image findings and container vulnerable items tables. API pagination count has been made dynamic by providing system properties to prevent API timeouts and revised registry information for current scans. Next up is going to be Asset Track. Asset Track was updated to version number 5.3.0, and in this version, they've got some updated instructions at the top and some new features under audit. When a user joins an advanced audit, it reflects the current state/count of the audit and not a snapshot of the time it was started. When using the audit generator, you're able to create an audit definition that specifies whether or not to create an audit if no assets meet the audit criteria. Under self-certification, a self-certification portal widget has been created, allowing ServiceNow portal developers to customize to their preferences and put the widget on their self-service portal. Under other helpful enhancements and fixes, we have new features: updated transfer configuration file that captures all the new fields on our tables, enhanced performance by having asset track events like clock and history events added to their own custom queue so it does not decrease performance on other events happening in ServiceNow. I actually have a video about those queues. You should go check it out. Maybe I'll put a link up above. Added upload script to forms that can allow custom validation or other processes before import, view the asset lifecycle changes on the asset record, and read-only role for viewing reports without having administrative rights. They've also got three bug fixes: updated a business rule on the department table to prevent an infinite loop, resolved issue with PO receive creating duplicate assets, and fixed conditional visibility field validation to properly check the conditions. Great, great release notes from the team at Asset Management International, LLC AMI. Next up on our list of highlights is going to be Checkmark CXSAST Vulnerability Integration, updated to version 1.0.18, and in this version for CXSAST, integration with close will close the vulnerabilities which have been resolved in Checkmark. Business application ID, if present in Checkmark, is mapped to business application column in ServiceNow. Only specific result state can be synced to ServiceNow, and custom field details is mapped to source additional info of discovered application in ServiceNow. For Checkmark SCA, three new integrations have been added to ingest SCA app, scan, and result details. Next up on the list of updates, Cloud Cost Management is updated to version 5.0.3, and in this patch release, there's defect fixes for the following providers: AWS CI placement issue fix for resources with the same object or resource ID, AWS billing download fix for AWS Glue resource ID, price sheet download timeout fix for Azure, Azure right-sizing fixes for core subflow execution, regulated market URL fix, and nested tags with incorrect format fix, and for Google, missing right-sizing recommendations, business hours insights executions flow, and spend mismatch issue. All of those good fixes for the cloud cost management application. Next up is going to be CreatorDoc. CreatorDoc was updated to version 2.2.2, and in this version they have two new features: ability to generate document from agent workspace form, and ability to generate single document from multiple records on a table. Next up is Journey Designer. Journey Designer is from ServiceNow and was updated to version 3.0.8, and in this version, security updates reinforcing ACLs with a better security attribute/roles, bug fixes, in Journey Configuration tabs, minor updates in the Journey Designer admin console to correct possible issues when displaying some pages, and localization and accessibility improvements in Journey pages. Next highlight is going to be the Lucid Chart Diagramming Spoke, updated version 1.1.1. In this version, they added the Get Folders and Create Diagram subflow, which supports individual user credentials for authentication, and they fixed an authentication expiration issue. Next one is going to be a Lucid integration for project and portfolio management, which I believe is going to be the same release notes. Let's just click on it that we just read. Yeah, same. This one, individual users can view and select a folder name while creating a Lucid chart diagram, and they fixed individual users can authenticate themselves and use their own Lucid folder where the Lucid chart diagram can be saved. So a little bit different from the spoke. So that's the Lucid chart integration with application portfolio management. I said project and portfolio management. It's APM, or application and portfolio management. Next up is going to be performance analytics for vulnerability response. What's interesting about this one, I'll show you here. This one was updated to version 12.11.0. And when I click on it, it shows November 16th, 2023. And it says add a new contributing PA indicators for host application and container vulnerable items along misconfigurations, average age of active vulnerable items, monthly remediation efficiency, and scan coverage. But if I, let me get my notebook out here. If I go and put a version number on the end of that, I think it's 12.10.3. I'm going to go up to my URL here. And I don't know what is going on. Something changed in the store. And notice 12.10.3 is less than 12.11, which you just saw. Notice it's no longer an Innovation Lab app. That disappeared from the view. And if I click on the version number, it says it came out on January 4th, 2024. You don't see that 12.11 version that I just showed you. And in this version, it says new, created and updated the PA indicators to support benchmarking metrics. So let me click on that link again so we have both of them showing and you can see or hear. This is the one that triggered my... That did not trigger my system to show that there was an update because I already had this version from November, but this older version that was updated in January is what actually showed. So you can see they're the same name of the application and the same sysID, but they're different, and one got updated recently with an earlier version number. So I don't know what's going on. There were a couple of them like that in the fixes or minor updates, but if you're using performance analytics for vulnerability response, you may want to go see if there's an update. Next up, Playbook Experience Components was updated to version 24.2.3, and in this version, they've added a lot of new stuff. Let's get right to it. Added the function to restart a playbook from the beginning, from certain stages, or from certain activities if restart is enabled and defined in the Workflow Studio process design environment. Workflow Studio, I don't think I've ever heard Process Automation Designer referred to as Workflow Studio, so I need to go check that out. They added to support using playbooks in the portal, dynamic catalog content type, a scripted extension point, a portal page, a portal widget, and a UIB or UI builder page. They added next activity and previous activity client actions for the focus activity viewer and for layouts using focus activity viewer. Apply reflow to out-of-the-box standalone and custom layout playbook components so that the UI adjusts when you resize your window or zoom. Added form sections to playbook forms. Added the following mobile playbook events: scan barcode, open launcher screen, initial load started, initial load completed, and playbook AMB update received. They fixed key performance, accessibility, and end user experience improvements, such as showing playbook forms in activity UIs. All right, good detailed release notes from the team at ServiceNow. We love that. Next up is going to be the SAP S/4HANA OData Spoke, updated version 1.2.0. I left this one in as not a minor update, even though they called it a minor release, because they added 5 actions, one remote table, one sample outbound flow, and one sample inbound flow. I thought that was a pretty big release, and so I wanted to make sure it was included in the highlights for this episode. Next up is going to be ServiceNow Enterprise Asset Management, updated to version 5.1.1, and in this one, it is a bunch of fixes, but it's a bunch of fixes that I thought might be pertinent enough to highlight and not leave buried in the fixes. Add EAM roles to empty ACLs. Consumable assets should be created when it's received from a manually created purchase order. Consumable received from an enterprise stock order is now created with the corresponding enterprise model category. Assets with retired state should not be available for addition into a resale order catalog request. Remove model component ID from a child asset that was released from its user assembled asset during disposal. When assets in a pallet are disposed / resold and the pallet asset itself is canceled during the verified task, excluded from disposal flow, the pallet asset should be cleared from the parent fields on the disposed / resold assets. Stockroom should be populated when a consumable child asset of a user assembled asset is swapped out, and asset fields should be populated in show XML for move order task. Again, great release notes from the team at ServiceNow. Next up is ThreatQ. ThreatQ was updated to version 1.3.0, and they've added three new features to their application, introducing support for on-premise deployment utilizing the ServiceNow mid-server, compatibility with Vancouver version, and they've addressed some minor bug fixes. Next up, Trend Vision 1 Connector was updated to version 2.1.0, and in this version, they have a new workbench investigation status and support default setting for service and service offering properties in incidents. Next up is Vulnerability Response Common was updated to version 2.4.2, and in this version, they created and updated the PA indicators to support the benchmarking metrics. New indicators for benchmarking. I don't know why I included that one, because it seems kind of minor, and it says patch release, but here it is. Next up, a vulnerability response integration with HCL AppScan, updated to version 1.1.0, and in version 1.1.0, they've added support for mid-server selection and configuration page for HCL AppScan Enterprise integration, support for new ServiceNow AVR configuration options to help you manage exceptions and false positives in your instance, support to populate CVE and CWE for findings imported from HCL AppScan Enterprise, needs HCL AppScan Enterprise 10.4.0 and above for CWE population, and there's some minor enhancements and bug fixes. Last on our list of highlights is going to be Zoom Contact Center. Zoom Contact Center was updated to version 2.4.0, and in this version, they've modified custom interaction views to include more detailed information, and below workspaces are supported in this version. Service Operations Workspace and Configurable Workspace. I think that should be CSM/FSM Configurable Workspace. I think that's what's missing there, because there's a couple of different configurable workspaces in the platform. But that is a list of our highlights. We've been through everything in the episode. Let's check out what that was, what you just saw, what you just heard. 6 new releases, 18 highlights, 28 minor updates, 62 fixes, and 10 release notes fails. I hope you found this video or podcast helpful. If you did, please like, please subscribe, or share with somebody who you think might be interested in what's new or what got updated in the ServiceNow store. And until next time, don't forget to always be learning.